弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace to you all, brothers and sisters.
很高兴今天又是安息圣日，我们可以继续在教会一起来敬拜神。
I'm glad that in God's holy Sabbath day, we can gather together here to worship Him.
愿主耶稣将他所应许的平安喜乐加给我们每个弟兄姐妹。
May God bestow upon all of us His promised joy and peace.
小弟现在奉主耶稣圣名，一起来查考、查访那使我们心里得安息的古道。
This morning, I would like to share with you the topic of seek the old way that gives rest to our souls.
我们请来翻开耶利米书第六章。
Let's turn to the book of Jeremiah, chapter 6.
耶利米书第六章。
Jeremiah, chapter 6.
我们看第十六节。
Let's read verse 16.
六章十六节。
Jeremiah 6, verse 16. Thus says the Lord, stand in the ways and see and ask for the old paths.Where the good way is, and walk in it, then you will find rest for your souls. But they said, "We will not walk in it."
这句话是神特别跟当时候的百姓提醒的话。
And this is the word of reminders from God to the people at the time.
他说，你们要站在路上查看。
God told them to stand in the ways and see.
然后要访问古道。
And also ask for the old ways.
那这个古道是复数的
，and all this always is plural。
啊，就是说我们中文看不出来它是古道是哪多少条，但是从原来的文字跟英文都是说复数的很多条路的。
In Chinese translation, we might not be able to see this, but in the original text and also in English, we can see that this is plural, so it's paths.
那他说。访问这么多古道当中，去找出那一条善道，要行在其间，那是一条单数的。
And it says, ask for the old paths where the good way is. So there's many paths, but the good one is on, there's only one.
那只要找到这一条美善的路，你如果走在其间，他说这样你心里就可以得安息。
If you find this good path, then walk in it, then you shall find rest.
那他们却说我们不行在其间。
But the people said, "We will not walk in it."
就是当时候的神的选民，他们对神所提出这个非常重要的劝勉，他们不把它当一回事。
So when God have given them this very good encouragement for His chosen people at the time, they disregarded.
那我们今天在读耶利米书，我们看到很多过去选民他们留下的历史。
And if we read the book of Jeremiah, we can read a lot about the history of the chosen people.
那这些选民历史都成为我们的见解。
And these, their history serve as our reminder.
就像哥林多前书第十章第十一节那里所说的。
Just as what was written in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 11.
他说过去选民他们所经历的遭遇的这些事情。记在圣经里面，都要成为警戒我们这后世的人。
And so the experiences of the people in the past that were recorded in the scripture is to serve as a reminder for us in the present.
那圣经就是为了要神让他的百姓能够了解神的性情，能够去行出神的善，神对人的指示。
And so the Bible is for us to learn about God's divine nature and characters and to imitate it and to act and to do things accordingly.
所以你看圣经是神所默示的，神在每一个世代感动他的仆人，把他要告诉世人的话写下来。
And the Bible was inspired by God. It is the written words of theof what God wanted to convey to His people.
那这里在耶利米书这个时代，神对当世代的人事实上是非常的失望的。
To the people that lived in the time of Jeremiah, God actually was very disappointed with them.
因为他们其实每天都领受神很多的训诲，神透过先知把他的话不断的跟他们重述。
And every day, they lived with a lot of revelation or a lot of encouraging words from God, and God continuously tried to remind them.
神派众先知啊，从早到晚，他说就是跟百姓啊提醒他们应该改变的地方。
And God have sent His prophets to send His words to the people and remind them of the things that they need to correct or they need to adjust.
从第六章的第十六节，我们可以看出，当时候百姓他们行在一条神认为是错误的路上。
And so from Jeremiah chapter 6 verse 16, we can tell that at the time the people were walking in a way, or in the path that God did not deem as right.
他现在神要他们去找去看，然后去找出那一条可以让他们得安息那条古老的道路了。
So God wanted them to go and see and find that path, the old path that is good that God wants them to walk in.
要得到真正的美善，心里得安息，只有一条路而已。
And to obtain the true good and to find rest, there's only this one path.
因为当时候百姓他们做了几件恶事，是神特别提出来，说觉得是不可思议的。
At the time, they have some things that they do, some wicked things that they do that God had pointed out that he was really displeased.
神说百姓做两件恶事，我们先看耶利米书第二章。
Let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 2.
第十三节。
Verse 13.
二章十三节。
Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 13.For my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, and hewn themselves cisterns, broken cisterns that can hold no water.
这里说百姓做两件恶事，第一件事情就是离弃我这个活水的泉源。
Here it says that the people have committed two evils. The first one is to forsaken God, the fountain of living waters.
就是他们把这位创造宇宙万物的独一真神把他忘记了，离弃了。
And that is to say they have forgotten about God, the creator of the universe and the one true God.
然后他们为自第二件事情就是为自己凿出一个池子，是破裂不能够存水的，代表着是他们去雕刻偶像，敬拜偶像。
And the second one is they make themselves a well, a broken cisterns that can hold no water. This referring to them making idols for themselves to worship.
那这些偶像呢，在他们需要帮助的时候是不能够帮助他们的。
And these idols could not help them when they need help.
所以他特别用破裂不能够存水的池子来说明这个偶像是无能力降祸，也不能够施恩的。
And so this is the way God have described these idols as broken cisterns that can hold no water, to describe that these idols hold no power to impose damage or to help or to give them blessings in life.
那除了这两件恶事之外，在耶利米书第十八章呢，神说百姓又做了一件极可憎恶的事。
And aside from these two evils, in Jeremiah chapter 18, God also mentioned they had committed two things that God has found despicable.
一件事的哈。
One thing that they find despicable.
看十八章的第十三节。
Jeremiah 18, verse 13. Therefore, thus says the Lord, ask now among the Gentiles, who has heard such things? The virgin of Israel has done a very horrible thing.
十四节。
14. Will a man leave the snow water of Lebanon, which comes from the rock of the field? Will the cold flowing waters be forsaken for strange waters?
15.
15. Because my people have forgotten me, they have burnt incense to worthless idols, and they have caused themselves to stumble in their ways from the ancient paths to walk in pathway and not in a highway.
这里说以色列民行了一件极可憎恶的事情。
Here it says that Israel had committed a very horrible thing.
那神说你到各国去访问，去查访看看有没有听过这样的事情啊。
And he said, ask among the Gentiles and other nations, have they heard of such things?
这是我的百姓第十三、第十五节说，竟然忘记我。
He says in verse 15, my people have forgotten me.
向假神烧香。
They burn incense to worthless idols.
在使他们在所行的路上，在古道上绊跌。他们本来行在一条古道上，一条神所喜悦路上的。
And so they have caused themselves to stumble in the ancient paths. So they were originally walk in these ancient paths.
这条古道是神所喜悦的路。
This is the path that God was pleased for them to walk in.
但是他们现在竟然忘记了。
But now they've forgotten about it.
忘记这位神，忘记神所给他们一切。
They've forgotten about God and everything that God had given them.
第十四节在描述啊，神所给他们的恩典，其实就像源源不绝的泉水，河流从上往下流。
And verse 14 have described the blessings from God just like the flowing waters that comes continuously.
就像神给他们恩典源源不绝。
Just like the blessings from God for them is endless.
神一路的跟他们同行。
And God walked with them along the way.
但是百姓竟然看不到神的这个恩典福气，竟然把神忘了。
But yet the people did not see all these blessings that they received, and they even have forgotten about God.
他们不再行在这条古道上。
They would no longer walk in this ancient path.
他们去行在一条没有修筑的邪路里。
And they were walking on this path that is not on a highway.
这条路呢是没有被建筑起来的，是一条弯曲的道路。
And it was a way that were not well constructed and is very crooked.
这就是当时候百姓他们所犯的错误。
So these were the wrongdoings of the people at the time.
那他们在耶利米那个时代，百姓的那个整个生活情况，我们一看就知道，他们离弃真神之后，就是随从偶像。
And we knew that from the book of Jeremiah that after the people forsaken God, they were walking towards the idols.
他们的国家里面，他们的社会当中就没有公义，没有平安，其实也就是没有神的福气。
And in the nation as well as their society, there were no blessings, no peace, and also no God.
那其实百姓他们过去很多历史充满很多神的管教，也有很多神的祝福。
And in the past, they have a lot of God's blessings and also God's discipline.
你看我们在读圣经，我们在读旧约圣经，看到很多很多发生过的事件。
When we read the Old Testament books, we read a lot of incidents that have happened.
我们看到神，他是一个守约施慈爱的神。
And we know that God is a merciful and kind God.
神曾经跟他的百姓立约。
God once established covenant with His people.
那立约这个就是一个神给他们应许，要祝福他们的。
And a covenant is a promise that God had made to them that He shall bless them.
那可是时间一久之后，百姓他们一代一代的把神忘记了。
But after time passes from and they have lived from generation to generations, they have started to forget about God.
他们走在一条随从他们自己顽梗的恶心所铺成的路上。
They are walking on the pathway that they have made for themselves out of their selfish desires.
所以在耶利米书呢，我们会看到一直在重复一句话，就是百姓随从他们自己顽梗的恶心，不听神的话，这个字眼。
And so in the book of Jeremiah, it has repeatedly mentions that the people have gone astray from their way and have catered to their own desires.
他们这个顽梗的恶心呢，是让他们走上了一条错误道路上。
And their heart, their deceitful heart, is the reason why they were walking on the wrong path.
我们来看一下第十八章。
Let's turn to first Jeremiah chapter 18.
耶利米书十八章。
Jeremiah 18.
第十一节。
Verse 11. Now therefore speak to the men of Judah and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem, saying, Thus says the Lord, Behold, I am fashioning a disaster and devising a plan against you. Return now every one from his evil way and make your ways and your doings good.
十二节。
Verse 12. And they say, that is hopeless. So we will walk according to our own plans, and we will every one to obey the dictates of his evil heart.
那这里神其实让百姓遇到一些很困苦的事情，是要他们回头离开所行的恶道。
So here God had led the people to walk in suffering so that they might return to the good way.
那要改正他们的行动作为。
And it is to correct their attitudes and their actions.
神的意思原是好的。
So God's intention was good.
神对他们所存的意念是要赐平安的意念。
And God's intention was to give them peace.
但是百姓却说这是枉然的。
But yet, the people have said this is hopeless.
他说我们要随从自己的计谋去行，我们个人要随自己完梗的恶心去做事。
And they said that we will walk according to our own plans, and we will do everything to according to their evil heart.
这就是当时候整个百姓他们的心，他们所做的事。
And so this is the mindset of the people of the time and the things that they do.
这是为什么耶利米第六章里面神现在跟百姓说，你们要去好好的去找去发现这一条那些古老的道路出来。
And so that is why in chapter 6 God have encouraged them to find and seek this way, this good way.
那在前人所走过的路线当中，去找出那一条真的可以得福气的路了。
And so among all the paths that people have walked in, they were to find that one pathway that will lead them to blessings.
因为很多时候，每一个世代的人也许都可能走错路。
Because in every generation, they bound to be some people who will walk on the wrong path.
但是他们最后都一定要回到这一条啊，真的得美善的路。
But eventually, they must come back to this one.Pathway that will give them good.
你看，在以色列的历史里面，大卫王众人他们都很敬仰的。
And in the past of the Israelite history, we can see King David, who was very revered by his peers.
大卫他是一个合神心意的王。
He was a king that pleasing to God's heart.
他真的是听神的话在行事做人。
And he was really indeed a man.Who do everything according to God's will.
但是他后来走错路了。
But eventually he went on the wrong path.
他去犯罪。
He committed sin.
他去惹神发怒。
And he have invoked God's wrath.
那最后神派先知去提醒他，去责备他。
So God sent his prophet to warn David and to rebuke him.
那最后大卫他就悔改，他回到神所要他走的那条路上。
At the end, David repented and walked again in this good way that God wanted him to walk in.
哦，那我们看西西家王。
If we also look at King Hezekiah.
他们本来也都是走错路的。
And he was originally on the wrong path as well.
但是他们一发现神的这个路，他们愿意走上，他们就回转归向神。
But once they find God's path, the right path, they were all willing to return and to walk in this good path.
当他们遇到很危急的情况的时候，他们就呼求神，神就帮助他。
When they were in very dangerous situation, they call out to God and God helped them.
所以西西家王他也是面对了这个亚述大军来围攻他。
King Hezekiah was also encountered.The great empire of Assyria came and surrounded them.
他呼求神啊，神就帮助他。
He called out to God to help him, and God did.
神就派了天使，那天晚上就把亚述大军185,000人就杀了。
And so God had sent his angels to kill all the mighty armies of the Assyrians.
然后这个国家就得到平安。
And the kingdom was restored to peace.
啊，所以你看，他们在过去的历史里面，其实。他们如果会去想，会去回想以前所发生的历史，他们就能够看到神要他们走的那条路。
And so, if these people were to look back at the history, they were bound to find that one path that God wanted them to walk in.
那现在神跟百姓说，你们要去查访，去哪里找呢
？And so here, God wants them to go and see. So where should they go?
那一条路是怎么样才可以找得到？
And how can they find this way?
他们要回到神的律法里面去找。
They have to go back to the laws of the Lord to find it.
要回到神跟他们所立的约里面所描述的那些祝福咒诅的话去看出那条路。
They have to return to God's covenant where it contains God's curses and blessings to find this right way.
我们看耶利米书第十一章。
Let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 11.
第十一章。
Jeremiah 11.
第一节。
Verse 1, the word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord saying,
第二节,
Verse 2, hear the words of this covenant and speak to the men of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem.
第三节,
Verse 3, and say to them, Thus says the Lord God of Israel, Cursed is the man who does not obey the words of this covenant.
第四节,
Verse 4, which I commanded your fathers in the day I brought them out of the land of Egypt from the iron furnace, saying, obey my word and do according to all that I command you. So shall you be my people, and I will be your God.
第五节,
Verse 5, that I may establish the oath which I have sworn to your fathers to give them, a land flowing with milk and honey, as it is this day. And I answered and said, so be it, Lord.
这一段圣经呢, 重复提出, 神跟百姓所立的约,
and here, this passage once again mentioned this covenant that God established with his people.
所以如果我们从这一段圣经可以看到, 去哪里找出那一条, 古道, 那个得福气的路呢?
So from this passage, we will be able to see this ancient path, the way that God wants us to find.
那就是要神跟人的立约里面, 要回到那个神的话语里面去找。
And we must return to this covenant to find this way from the words of God.
第四节是说, 这个约是神从带领百姓离开埃及的时候就跟他们立的, 西乃之约。
And so this covenant, in verse 4, it mentions that it was established when God has first brought them out of the land of Egypt.
你们要听从我的话, 照我一切所吩咐的去行, 这样你们就做我的子民, 我也做你们的神。
God said, obey my voice and do according to all that I command you, so shall you be my people and I will be your God.
所以这条道路就在神所写的约里面。
And so this way is in the words that God have written.
神跟百姓, 立约, 只有一个重点。
And so there's one main point about this covenant between God and his people.
看第七章。
Let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 7.
第七章第22节。
Chapter 7, verse 22. Verse 22, for I did not speak to your fathers or command them in the day that I brought them out of the land of Egypt concerning burnt offerings or sacrifices.
23节。
23, but this is what I commanded them, saying, obey my voice, and I will be your God, and you shall be my people, and walk in all the ways that I have commanded you, that it may be well with you.
24节.
24. Yet they did not obey or incline their ears, but followed the counsels and the dictates of their evil hearts, and went backward and not forward.
这里这一段圣经，你就看到神说，我当日。 在你们列祖出埃及的时候, 只有吩咐这一件事情, 就是要听从我的话。
And so God in this passage said that there's only one thing that I command to your fathers to do, that is to obey his voice.
我就做你们的神, 你们做我的子民。
Then I will be your God, and you shall be my people.
你们行我所吩咐一切道, 就可以得福。
And if you walk in all the ways that I have commanded, then you will be blessed.
所以这条美善得福的路就是在这个神的话语里面。
So this good way, this good and correct way is in the words of God.
当时候神跟百姓立约啊, 那个祝福跟咒诅写得非常清楚的。
And so when God established the covenant with his people, his curses and his blessings were defined very clearly.
那这个约在生命记28章啊, 写得非常的详细啊。
And the details of this covenant was recorded in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 28.
我们如果来回顾一下,
if we think back to it,
他说如果我们能够听从神所吩咐这一切道, 就可以得福。
It says that if we were able to walk in the ways and obey the commandments of God, then we will be blessed.
那这个福气呢, 是来跟随我们的。
And so these blessings will go along with us.
我们看生命记28章。
Let's turn to the book of Deuteronomy chapter 28.
生命记28章。
Deuteronomy 28.
第一节。
Verse 1. Now it shall come to pass if you diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God, to observe carefully all his commandments which I command you today, that the Lord your God will set you high above all nations of the earth.
第二节.
Verse 2. And all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you because you obey the voice of the Lord your God.
跳过去看第13节14节.
Skip to verses 13 and 14. And the Lord will make you the head and not the tail. You shall be above only and not be beneath if you heed the commandment of the Lord your God, which I command you today, and are careful to observe them. So you shall not turn aside from any of the words which I command you this day to the right or to the left, to go after other gods to serve them.
这一段就是从第一节到第十四节呢，其实就是神跟百姓立约要祝福的应许。
And so in Deuteronomy 28 verses 1 to 14, these are the blessings part of the covenant.
它的条件就是人如果愿意听从神的话，谨守遵行他一切所吩咐的。
And so the conditions were that the people shall be willing to obey God and to hear his word and obey his commandments.
那在这个神的应许当中有三个层面。
And so in God's promises, we can see this, there are three aspects.
第一件事情，第一个福气。
The first blessing.
就是神要使你超乎天下万民之上。
That they shall be above all nations.
也就是说，神要把我们的身份地位提升了。
That is to say that God would elevate our status.
我们在神面前的身份跟不信神人不一样。
In God's eyes, our status are different from those who did not believe.
今天我们愿意听从神的话的人。
Today, for us who are willing to obey God.
我们就神眼中极宝贵的圣民。
Then in God's eyes, we are precious souls.
就是神他会保护我们。
That is to say that God will protect us.
他不容许那些仇敌这些恶者来攻击。
He will not let the enemies or the evil ones to come and attack us.
神说他派天使保护我们，像用一个无形的那个保护罩把我们罩住一样。
And so God says that he will protect us and he will put a hedge upon us so that we shall not be harmed.
所以圣经里面在说神的圣名，那些仇敌如果敢去摸神的圣名，他说就好像摸到神眼中的瞳仁一样。
And so,
那必然遭殃了。
So the Bible have described that if someone is dared to touch God's people, then they shall disaster shall come upon them.
哦，所以这个在神眼中的价值不一样。
So in God's eyes, our value is different.
第二件事情。
The second.
他说我们若愿意听从神的话。
We are willing to obey God.
以下的福就跟随你。
And these blessings will follow you.
就临到你身上了。
And it will come upon you.
是福气主动来到我们身上。
So the blessings will automatically come to us.
不管我们在什么地方。
Regardless to where we are.
是在城里，是在田间都无所谓。
Whether we're in the city or in the rural area, it's no matter.
不但是我们自己所本身会蒙福，连我们周遭的环境，一切属我们的都一起蒙福。
Not only that we are the one who will be blessed, but the things surrounding us will also be blessed.
第六节说，不管出入都蒙福，都得平安。
And verse 2 is that wherever we are, day or night, we will be blessed.
当我们面对仇敌的时候，我们一定可以得胜。
And when we are facing our enemy, we will surely be victorious.
第八节特别说，在一切你所办的一切事上都可以蒙福。
And in verse 8, it says that we will be blessed in everything we set our hands on.
第十二节说，神要为你打开天上的福库，倒福气。
And verse 12, that it says that the Lord will open to you his good treasures, the heavens, to give rain to your land.
那所以你看今天神的这个应许这么样的明确。
And so we see that today God's blessings is really very apparent.
这个福气是要追随我们的。
These blessings will come upon us.
我们如果自己去要追福气，追得很辛苦。
If we are trying to seek after these blessings, it would be very hard.
但是如果我们坐在会堂里面，
But if we are to sit in this chapel,
这个福气来追我们，
these blessings come to us.
神把这个恩典倒下来给我们，
God pour down his blessings upon us.
那其实我们的生活就变得很简单了。
Then our life is so much more simple.
我们得福气就这么 轻而易举的。
And receiving blessings is such a relaxing and simple thing.
所以这一切的福气就是神应许的，我们都可以领受的。
So all of these are blessings from God. This is something that we shall receive.
那第三个层面。
And the third one.
第十三节十四节。
Verses 13.
他一样在强调说，我今日所吩咐你的，你要谨守遵行，不偏左右。
And once again, it emphasizes that they need to heed the commandments of God and shall not be swayed.
他说，我就让你作首不作尾，居上不居下。
And that the Lord said that I will make you the head and not the tail. You shall be above and not beneath.
也就是说，我们今天在神面前的，我们一定可以领受更多的福气的。
That is to say, when we come in front of God, we will receive even more blessings.
我们在神面前那个价值，我们在神面前的那个荣耀被提升起来。
Our value and our glory in the eyes of God will be elevated.
所以我们不用害怕我们在世上比不上别人。
So we should not be afraid if we cannot compare to others in the world.
今天很多时候我们青年或者我们在工作人，我们都很在意我们要在这个社会里面能够出人头地。
Nowadays, a lot of us, our youth or our people in the workplace, we cares about getting ahead.
我们总会觉得说，我们如果没有做什么样，我们可能就没有办法得到我们上司的赏识。
We always feel that if we didn't do something significant, then we will not gain attention from our superiors.
其实神这里应许我们。
But yet, God here have promised us.
他说我们如果愿意能够遵守他所吩咐的一切，
If we are willing to obey all his commandments,
我们真的在敬拜跟从这位独一的神，
And we truly seek after and worship this one true God,
他就让我们作首不作尾，
Then he shall make us the head and not the tail.
所以我们敬拜神，听从神话人绝对不会吃亏的。
So if we are to heed the works of God, we shall never be in disadvantage.
有时候好像表面上暂时性，我们好像得不到什么好处。
Sometimes temporarily it seems that we do not gain any benefits.
但其实，在神眼中，长久看到，我们一定会得到神这个应许。
But yet in long term, we will see that we shall receive this promise from God.
因为这个就是神他所定的这个古老的道路。
Because this is the ancient path that God has set.
让我们可以心里得安息的。
So that our soul can find rest.
所以要找出这条路，就要回到圣经里面去，回到神跟人所立的约里面去找出这条美善之路。
So to find this good way, we must return to the Bible, to the words of God, and find this ancient path.
那我们现在看这个古老的道路啊。
Now let us look back at this ancient path.
看旧约选民是这个时候离我们耶利米的时代离我们现在已经2600年左右了。
And the time when the people have lived in the time of the book of Jeremiah was written to nowadays is about to maybe 2600 years.
这真的是几千年前的事。
It's really things that happened millenniums ago.
但是当我们在看这个描述的时候，
But when we are looking at these descriptions,
我们会发现神的话超越这个时间。
And we will find that God's word surpasses time.
所以当我们在读圣经的时候，
So when we are reading the Bible,
我们如果看到了神的这个提醒，
If we find God's reminders,
我们愿意照着去做去找，
And we are willing to heed the words and try to seek it,
那这个美善的福气就临到我们身上，
Then these all good blessings will come upon us.
其实神的命令不是难守的，
And so we will if we heed God's promise and God'sCommandments, it will not in vain.
其实神的命令是要让我们真的在生活当中，在我们过一个敬虔的生活的同时，我们会觉得很满足的。
And God's commandments will let us feel satisfied and content when we are living a godly life.
所以在旧约时代，那条路就是要听神的话。
So in the Old Testament time, that good way is to heed the word of God.
等到主耶稣他来到人间以后。
To wait for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ.
主耶稣他自己也说了，
The Lord Jesus Christ himself also said this.
他就是那条道路。
He is the way.
他那条道路就是要让我们心里得安息的路。
He is the way that will make us find rest.
我们来看约翰福音第十四章。
Let's turn to the book of John, chapter 14.
约翰福音十四章。
John 14.
这是我们很熟悉的一节经节。
This is a verse that we are all familiar with.
第六节。
Verse 6.Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.
第七节。
Verse 7, if you had known me, you would have known my Father also, and from now on you know him and have seen him.
主耶稣说我就是道路。
The Lord Jesus Christ said that I'm the way.
这条道路是要让我们回到父那里去的。
He is the way that will lead us back to the Father.
当我们能够到神面前去的时候，我们才有可能得到真正的安息。
When we are able to return to the Father, that is when we will be able to gain true rest.
主耶稣在马太福音十一章二十八节特别应许我们说，凡劳苦担重担人可以到他这里来。
In Matthew 11 verse 28, the Lord Jesus Christ had promised that whoever is in heavy labor shall come to him and they will find rest.
到我这里来的就得安息的。
And he said that whoever come to me will have rest.
所以我们现在从主耶稣 所宣告的，我们就知道那一条古老道路就是回到耶稣基督面前。
And so from what the Lord Jesus Christ said, we know that to return to the good way is to return to be in front of the Lord Jesus Christ.
主耶稣是离现在两千年前的事。
And from the time of the Lord Jesus is about 2,000 years ago.
但是他所讲的话其实这么样的真实，超越时间。
But what he said is still true, and it surpasses time.
所以你看，当我们愿意照着神所告诉我们的这个话去行。
So if we are willing to do according to God's words,
我们会珍惜神跟我们所立的约。
And if we cherish this covenant that established between us and God,
我们现在愿意来到主耶稣面前。
And we're willing to come in front of the Lord Jesus,
我们就发现那条道路。
Then we'll find that way.
那条道路就是让我们得安息的。
And that way will lead us to rest.
就是让我们回到天国那边去的。
It is a way that will lead us to the heavenly kingdom.
让我们在这个茫茫的人间生活当中看到一个目标。
And so that in our busy life, we will start to see this one goal.
那个目标就是我们可以进入神的永生的国度。
And that goal is for us to enter into the kingdom of heaven.
所以主耶稣他为我们所做的牺牲。
So the sacrifice that the Lord Jesus Christ did to us.
这条路是耶稣用他的宝血所铺成的了。
He had a path this way for us with his life.
我们现在看希伯来书第十章。
Let's turn to the book of Hebrews chapter 10.
第十章。
Hebrews chapter 10.
第十九节。
Verse 19.
希伯来书十章十九节。
Hebrews chapter 10, verse 19. Therefore, brethren, having boldness to enter the holiest of the blood of Christ.
二十节。
20. By a new and living way which he consecrated for us through the veil that is his flesh.
二十一节。
21. And having a high priest over the house of God.
二十二节。
22. Let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water.
二十三节。
23. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful.
这段圣经呢，告诉我们说，我们今天其实走在主耶稣用他的宝血所开出的又新又活的路上。
Here, this passage tells us that today we are walking on the way which a new and living way which the Lord Jesus Christ have given to us through his sacrifice and his blood.
那这条路他说是从幔子经过，这个幔子就是他的身体。
And he says that this way is through the veil that is his flesh.
所以现在主耶稣他为我们铺了一条路，是要进到神面前去。
So here the Lord Jesus Christ has prepared for us a way to enter into and to come into the presence of God.
他说这个幔子，这条路是通过他的幔子，这个幔子就是他的身体。
And it says that this way is through the veil that is his flesh or his body.
那我们看到了第三个层面的那个路在哪里。
And so here we can see where this way is.
这个路就是在神的真教会里。
This way, his way is in his church.
因为这个幔子就是耶稣的身体，就是教会。
Because this veil here is his flesh, his body, which is the church.
所以今天我们要怎么样能够得到心里真正的安息呢？
So today, how can we obtain true rest?
我们一定要进入神的真教会里。
We must enter into God's true church.
所以我们现在把这个道理都把它综合起来。
So if we are to summarize all this,
今天我们在世上很多人他们在追求心里面得到满足，得到安息。
And today, a lot of people seek after having rest and contentment in their heart.
很多时候，其实我们会去摄取。现在网络很方便，上 Google 一找，要找什么样的资料都有。
And it's very convenient today with the internet. You can just go on it and search anything that you would like to know.
但其实绝大部分的资料都是对我们没有益处的。
But in reality, most of those informations are not a benefit to us.
特别提到要让我们心里得安息，让我们的心有平安的这个路。
Especially if we are trying to find the way that can give our soul rest and a peace.
不要说这个属灵层面的问题。
And let us not even mention the spirituality side of it.
有时候就是我们要让我们身体健康，养生之道就好了。
And let's say that we try to find ways to maintain our health.
怎么吃才会健康？
What should we eat so we can be healthy?
要注意什么事情才不会遇到癌症？
What are the things that we should pay attention to so we won't get cancer?
你看那个网络一打进去，有多少资料让我们一头雾水
？If you type in the search words, and you'll find numerous informations that sometimes we are kind of lost in it.
有时候不看还好，看了就搞不清楚到底要吃什么才健康呢
？Sometimes it's probably better for us not to read all those because now we are all confused about what we should do.
你看，我们看到这些物质东西，就让我们这么觉得无所适从了。
And so you can see that even for things that pertinent to our physical life, it's already very confusing.
那讲到让我们心里得平安的，让我们有安息的这个层面，那根本在外面找不到的。
When it comes to the aspect where we try to find rest for our souls, it's pretty much impossible for you to find this outside of church.
我们要回到神的话语里面，神跟我们所立的约里面去看。
We have to come back to the words of God, to His covenant that He established with us.
那就是神他的应许。
That is God's promise.
就是要我们人愿意听从他的话语。
That is for us.To listen to his words.
愿意去谨守遵行他一切所吩咐的。
And to be willing to heed to his commandments.
所以听了之后还是做。
When after we hear it, we must do it.
当我们在这个神的约里面的时候。
When we are in God's covenant.
我们会看到神他的慈爱具体的呈现在耶稣基督身上。
And we will be able to see that his love is physically manifest.In the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以主耶稣基督来自己用他的身体来铺出的那条道路。
So it is the Lord Jesus who have used his own self to prepare this way for us.
那那条道路，他说从他的身体，就是他的教会经过的。
And so it says that this way is through his body, which is the church.
所以这条古路，让我们心里得安息的路，就在耶稣基督身上。
So this old way that gives rest to our souls is in the Lord Jesus Christ.
就是他用他的宝血所救赎、所建立的真教会。
It is the true church that he have established with his blood.
所以今天我们要真的能够让我们走在一条可以得福气、能够又真又美的路上，就是在神的真教会里。
And so today.The way that will lead us to have a restful soul and to live a life full of blessings is in the church.
在这里，我们可以真的存着诚心，然后有充足的信心，在神面前一起来敬拜，来听从他的话语。
And here we will be able to have full assurance in faith and with our heart, with a pure heart to come and listen to his words.
二十一节特别说，我们会坚定我们所承认的这个指望。
And
verse 23
it says that we must hold on to this hope without wavering.
因为那应许我们的神是信实的神。
Because he who promised us is faithful.
他现在给我们指出那条美善的道路。
He had pointed out this good way for us.
他应许我们走在其间，我们心里得安息。
He promised us that if we walk in it, our soul will.Find rest.
好，所以在这个教会里面，我们更能可以看到，可以学习到，其实很多蒙福之道就是那么简单的。
And so in church, we are able to learn that a lot of things that leads to blessings is really this simple.
那在我们的教会里面
，And in our church,
其实我们有很多美好的传统。
We have a lot of good traditions.
今天所谓的古老的东西啊。
And nowadays, things that we deem as old.
有些东西是有价值的。
Some of it are valuable.
很多人有些人很喜爱这些古老的东西。
Some people love things of old.
但是古老的生活方式却很多人不会去注意的。
But yet, the old way of living sometimes skip a lot of people.
我们现在很难想象古老的时候他们过一个简单的生活的时候是怎么样过每一天日子的。
It's hard for us to imagine how people live their life a lot simpler in the past.
今天我们在这个资讯社会，如果一天没有网络，一天没有 iPhone， 没有手机，很多人都不知道怎么打发时间了。
And today it's hard for us to imagine living our day without our cell phones or without the internet.
那个学生参加讲习会的时候，两个星期没有用手机，两个星期没有上网，哇，有人就很受不了了。
The students in our church seminars who could not use their phones for 2 weeks, and a lot of them could not bear to live without.
一开始会觉得很不习惯。
In the beginning, it was very hard for them to adjust.
但是等到他们真正的走在神这条美善的道路上以后
，But after they have walked in this good way of God,
那条路就是他真的以神为中心。
In that way, they would put God as the center.
重心就是读神的话语。
And
他的生活就是读神的话语。
Their life is to read the words of God.
就是祷告。
It's prayer.
就是跟弟兄姐妹团契。
And having fellowship with brothers and sisters.
渐渐的，慢慢发现说，在这样的生活当中，他们可以看见神，他们可以体验到神。
And gradually, when they're living like that, they were able to see God and experience God.
那最后，他们会发现说，啊，我们在这里真好。
And eventually, they find out that it's indeed good for them to be there.
那所以今天这条美善的道路
，And today for us this good way.
我们要回到那个古老的生活方式里。
For us to find it, we must return to the old way.
就是让我们的生活能够真的能够简单。
And to simplify our life.
不要让我们的生活充斥很多从世界来的娱乐。
And we should not fill our life with a lot of pleasures that come from the world.
因为这些娱乐会让我们的心眼蒙蔽。
Because all of those things will blind our spiritual eyes.
我们会看不出哪一条路才是真正的美善之路。
We will not be able to see which way is truly the good way.
我们有时候就会跟着这个世界的潮流在走了。
Sometimes we'll go along with the trend and the flows of the world.
那走到最后，我们发现这条路是错的。
And at the end, we'll find out that this way leads us to the wrong path.
所以今天我们要从圣经里面去看这条路。
So today we must look at this way from the perspective of the Bible.
要回到神跟我们所立的约里。
We must return back to the covenant.
回到主耶稣基督面前。
To return to the Lord Jesus Christ.
进入他的真教会。
We must enter into his true church.
我们会发现这条是又真又活的路。
Then we'll find this new and living way.
当我们走在其间。
When we walk in it.
我们心里可以得安息。
Our heart, our soul will find rest.
我们灵性可以满足。
And our soul will be satisfied.
我们真的可以与主同行。
And we truly will be able to walk with God.
我们对我们所盼望的那个天国的目标会很坚定。
And we will find assurance and unwavering hope to
the
heavenly kingdom.
我们不会像百姓说我们不行在其间。
And we will not be like these people who said we will not walk in it.
我们反而会很坚定的说我要跟从主。
Rather, we will very persistently or confidently say that we will follow God.
我们会望着那个标杆直跑。
We will press towards the goal.
因为这条路是对的。
Because this is the right way.
我们最后来看腓立比书。
And at the end, let us turn to Philippians.
第三章。
Philippians chapter 3.
第十三节，十三节。
Verse 13. Philippians chapter 3, verse 13. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead.
十四节。
14. I've pressed towards the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus.
十五节。
15. Therefore, let us, as many as are mature, have this mind, and if in anything you think otherwise, God will reveal even this to you.
我们不会像过去的选民，他们说他们是向后不向前。我们今天是向前，不再向后了。
So we will not be like the people of the olden times, where they say they were going backward but not forward, but Rather, we walk forward and not backward.
我们望着标杆直跑。
We will press towards the goal.
这个标杆是要得到主耶稣基督要招我们来得的奖赏，就是天国永生。
This goal is for the price of the outward call of God, which is the eternal life.
我们中间他说，凡是完全人都要存这样的心。
It says among us those who are mature or perfect have to have this mind.
这就是神给我们的指示。
This is the instructions from God.
这就是那一条古老的道路。
This is the old way.
让我们可以得到美善，可以得到安息的那条善道。
The old way that is good and will give rest to our souls.
愿我们一起来奔跑。
Let us march toward it together.
一起来得到神所祝的福。
Let us receive blessings for God together.
我们再一起来唱诗。
Let us sing hymn.
464首。
464.